Hi, guys.
Back to the Earth Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined by musician Joey Lucas. We actually have just a few minutes, Joey, and then there's another commercial coming on. Probably appropriate if I take a moment to go over an important announcement again, guys, about solar energy. This is the way to go. If you're wanting solar power in your home, finally, there's an affordable solution, affordable solar power source. You can take back your power, guys, produce your own energy, and you can keep the savings. No rate increases. There's no equipment to purchase. No installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, and no performance worries. All you got to do is go to www.jointhesolution.com, and each of those words is separated by a hyphen. So it's join-the-solution.com. Or you can call toll-free, 866-276-3975. This is a deal to really get in on. I think I'm going to give them a call. I'm sick and tired of paying these outrageously, scandalously high oil bills. I mean, we're averaging about $500-$600 a month right now just to heat our house here. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, people, most people today, thank God our house is paid for, but, you know, most people today, they got a mortgage. You're talking, like $1,200 to $1,500 mortgage for an average home. Your car payments are anywhere from $400 to $500 a month. And now you're paying $400 to $500 a month to heat your home. Hey, what in the world? It's unbelievable. You know, that's a whole person's average take-home pay. That's their salary right there. Just for the oil, car payment, and a mortgage. That's a whole salary right there. Then you got to have somebody else working full-time to, you know, pay for the food and all the other bills. This is nonsense. This is really, really out of control. So toll free, 866-276-3975. Give them a call, guys. You know, let's beat these scoundrels by simply boycotting them, turning to other sources of energy that are cheaper and safer, and let them dry up and blow away in the wind. We got to bring back the electric car, then we'll really be all set. Anyway, I guess, Jamie is really mad at me. Gee, you know, what happened to, you know, I wasn't attacking him before, but I think he's begging to be attacked now. You know, there used to be a thing called Christian love and compassion and forgiveness, but this guy's really mad at me. Oh, geez. All right, I'm not going to waste my time. Okay, let's go back to our guest here, Joey Lucas. Actually, we're going to go to a commercial break here in a minute, but... Yeah, Joey, you must run into this a lot yourself, huh? Have you ever gotten any of your music played on local stations there yet? Have you gotten any negative feedback about it?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Have you
tried to go through any...
It would never even see the light of day on any radio. I already know. I never tried to push it, but I already know what that's hitting for. I already know that.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised, though, actually, when you talk about the small local stations...
Right.
You never know. Sometimes they're pretty open-minded. I know cable TV will play, you know, In Plain Sight, for example, a Loose Change or something. You know, most towns, you go to the local cable access TV station, and they'll play just about anything.
Oh, yeah. No, and definitely there. I was at a cafe once, and I did a little thing, nothing big or anything. But it was actually on what they have, Drexel TV, which is, you know, it's like a real access channel that's in Philadelphia. It's one of the best. But other than that, it's real grainy and it's dirty. That was like about 2 years ago, but it's nothing like MTV or, you know, any of the Viacom-owned stations. You know, you're not going to get put on there, you know. But, you know, it's definitely a sad state of affairs right now, the music with its in. But
yeah,
that's all on purpose. It's by design.
Did I just say New York? I keep forgetting you're in Philly, not New York. I don't know why I've got you permanent. You better move to New York so I won't keep messing up. Actually, it's not far from New York, right? What is it, just a little hop, skip, and a jump?
Yeah, it's not far at all, about 2 hours on a bus.
Yeah. All right, this is the break I was talking about. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hi, guys. Back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Joey Lucas on as our guest, a Philadelphia musician who's been putting some great rap songs together, helping youth to wake up to corruption in government, getting them to think for change, something the government doesn't want our youth to do. You know, I saw an article yesterday, Joey, about how fourth graders are nationally are falling behind big time against, you know, other countries, developed countries around the world, even some undeveloped countries for that matter, that particularly in the area of math, which, of course, is very important nowadays. And, you know, if you don't have math skills, that shows you really don't have good cognitive skills. And so chalk one up for our No Child Left Behind Act. You know, obviously Bush doesn't want any child left behind when it comes to dumbing down. He wants to make sure they're all adequately doped up and drugged up and dumbed down, so by the time they graduate, they'll be easy cannon fodder for the military-industrial complex. That's what the No Child Left Behind Act really is all about. I don't know if you knew this, Joey, but there was a little footnote added along that bill just before they passed it, which requires high schools, and it turns out even junior high schools, to turn over a list of all of their student body to the local draft boards, along with, you know, their names and phone numbers and addresses, so they can contact them and try to coerce them you know, into signing up for the military.
Right.
I mean, so they're using our schools now, not only as, you know, institutions of propaganda to dumb students down and make sure they don't know what's actually going on.
All of indoctrination. Right.
Right. But also to try to sucker them into the military. It's just it's sickening. It's sickening.
It is, and it's all done on purpose. It's all done like.
Sure.
People
well, you know,
that
he
falling apart. No, they're letting it fall apart. They know exactly what they're doing. They,
of course.
They want,
here's the real kicker, Joey. Here's the real kicker. He introduced that bill, and it got voted and passed in January of 2001. Right after he took office, and I do mean took office. And just a few months prior to that, during his campaign, he was claiming that, you know, during his administration, that, you know, he wasn't a war president, so he wouldn't be a war president. And he said that he wanted us to focus more on matters here at home and not be involved in foreign wars, blah, 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 blah. How many times have we heard that? You know, we heard that from FDR. We heard that from Woodrow Wilson. Just so they could get reelected, and then once reelected, bang, there we were fighting wars. Well, he did the same thing, yet 8 months before 9/11, he passed this bill designed to get as many kids as possible into the military meat grinder. So obviously, he never had any intention, just like Daddy years ago with his Read My Lips, No New Taxes pledge, you know, never had any intention of following through with those phony campaign pledges. It was just designed to sucker the gullible to vote for him. Not that he even needed votes, of course, because he wasn't voted, but it's just such a mess. But it's obvious that he was planning war. His whole administration was planning war long before he got in office again. Just look at the PNAC document. You know, new Pearl Harbor type event, talking about going to Iraq. Over a year before the election 2000, they were talking about invading Iraq. I mean, come on, people. If you can't see this by now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, all the evidence is there. I mean, we're coming out of our shoes with evidence. There was a million documentary films on all this stuff. I mean, it's to this point, we have to start taking people to trial. You know what I mean? Get some lawyers together because it's just overwhelming. Anybody with a half a brain, you know, can see this whole thing has been planned. It's all by design. Everything has been going on for years anyway. But they, like you said, they planned this before 9/11. All this stuff, it was already all on paper. You know what I mean? It was in their books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The grand chessboard.
Yeah, there you go. It's Zbigniew Brzezinski, 1997. Yeah, I mean they were planning 9/11. As early as that date, I'm sure even before that, but I mean, you can definitely point to that that book as proof that they were planning 9/11 at least by that date.
And isn't that an appropriate title for a book too? That's exactly how they feel. They're playing on a grand chessboard.
Yeah, it's a game.
I don't even think we're pawns. We're probably just dust spectacles on the board. You know,
yeah,
we're not even pawns.
Good,
but
that's a good point.
That's how
I see. The very title of that book tells you that, you know, to them it's just a game, and they're laughing at us that we're the little suckers that are manipulated in this little game of theirs to advance their own personal agenda, regardless of the harm that it causes us. And boy, it does cause us a lot of harm, not just in the lives that are lost fighting these phony wars, but raping the economy. I mean, you know, $10 billion a month are going over just to fund the Iraq war. That doesn't include Afghanistan and all the other phony policies of this administration. But $10 billion just
for... We can't get food and water to people, you know, in Katrina. We couldn't. It took them, what, 6-7 days for that? But they can send, you know, Marines anywhere on the planet in 24 hours.
To
kill people for what they call, what, collateral damage?
Actually, Joey, it was 8 days. 8 full days of FEMA not allowing help to get in there, not allowing people to even leave the city to get their own help. And, of course, everybody knows that it only takes 3 or 4 days for the average person to die from lack of water. And they didn't have water, drinkable water in the city. It was all polluted or salt water. They couldn't drink it. So they were denying them access. Oh, man. And, of course, most of those people were black. There were 4 black citizens there that were suffering from these policies. No problem, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, after several storms that struck down in Florida, the rich sections, they got help right in there within hours after the storm.
Right, right. Yeah, it was all done by design. You know, they were doing it probably most likely as a test run to see if they could institute martial law, to see if, you know,
right,
they could take the weapons to see, you know, what people would do. And obviously nobody did anything about it because it's not even really talked about. It was talked about for a couple months, right, but it had to be. But then it just faded off and everybody, you know, just kind of put it in the back, and there's still tons of problems going on there now. But, you know, it doesn't really matter because there's no accountability for these criminals anyway. They do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. And that's what really gets under my skin, that you have an event like Katrina, which happened in our own country, in our own backyard, and they don't care. They don't. I can't believe there's people out there that still even support the president. There's really still people out there that are actually not robots. They really believe in him. And I just want to tell them, like, do you really believe that they care about you? Do you really believe that? Because it doesn't matter who you are. You're nobody. You're a human resource. You're nobody. They don't care.
Right.
They do whatever they want, and that's the bottom line.
If we could just get one, you know, even just one of these government orchestrated crimes, if we could just once demand justice be served and follow the thing through, it would send a message that they would be very careful about pulling this stuff again. But that's the whole problem, is not once is there any justice served. We had Waco. I mean, who doesn't know that Waco was a deliberate plan from the start to murder those people? Even the local sheriff said that. He says, I can only conclude the way that this whole thing has played out from the word go, the way that they went after Koresh. They could have arrested him without involving the whole compound. But no, they had to go in there and you know, have this big bang them up, shoot them up fiasco, right? I mean, there was no need of it. He says, I can only conclude that the intent from the very start was to murder those people, to send a message, you know, that we're not going to tolerate insubordination and small religious groups better conform and
right,
not
speak. Look at Bill Cooper. They did the same thing to Bill Cooper, killed him on November 5th.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, and many others, too. I mean, there's a lot that don't even
make it.
You know, they do this. There was a guy in, I don't know, what was it, Michigan a couple years ago. The same thing. They went in there. Look at the Browns. That was almost a deadly shootout up in New Hampshire there. I think that's what they wanted. But, you know, they do this stuff all the time.
Because they can. They know they can.
And nobody stops them. Nobody does anything. Every time they do something like this and nothing happens, it just gives them the impetus not only to continue doing it, but to upscale the ante. And that's what, you know, that's what they've been doing. There was a major raid in Eugene, Oregon back in 2002. And, you know, they had no evidence of drug dealing. They're just looking for an excuse to have a little fun and excitement in their life. So, you know, based on, you know, the word-of-mouth testimony they got from a guy that had been arrested like 10 times for drugs, they went in and raided this neighborhood, three homes in this neighborhood, but the whole neighborhood was involved. Nobody could enter or leave the neighborhood. They had the whole street blocked off, and they were throwing flashbang grenades. They did hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage in these three homes. And, of course, no evidence was found. But that didn't stop them. You know, they trashed their homes. They arrested the occupants of the three houses. Later had to let them go because they had no evidence. But, you know, it didn't matter. This is what's going on, I tell you. Oh,
it's sad. It's sad.
I mean, what is the difference? What's the difference between this and Nazi Germany? It's the same thing. Harassing people.
Well, we're dealing with the same players.
Ruining their lives. What's that?
I said, yes, we're dealing with the same players. Like, you know, it's not just that we say that for effect or because it's the cool thing to say. It's just so true. I mean, literally, we're dealing with ex-Nazis. I mean, look at Project Paperclip, how they were smuggled in. Look at the beginnings of some of these institutions, the CIA, the NSA. You know, just look at the history of the president. Look at his grandfather. Look at, you know, Brown's brother Harriman and I.G. Farben. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the same players today that, you know, murdered Kennedy in broad daylight. We're dealing with Nazis. I mean, that's why those things were covered up. That's why those things really never stopped, because they're still in power today. You know what I mean? It wasn't that the Nazis were just taken down. No, it was just that they Americanized them. They avoided Nuremberg and they brought them into, you know, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, in fact, what good is it to get rid of Hitler himself when the power source of Hitler, Grandpa Bush, was allowed to walk free? Congress actually indicted the man, but, you know, he was well-connected and slipped through the cracks. Okay, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined by musician Joey Lucas, a rap artist who uses his talents to wake the youth up to this wonderful criminal government we've got. You know, Joey, my girlfriend, thanks, Jen, hun, she just sent me a link, Joey Lucas, Ron Paul meetup group in Philly. Did you actually meet up with Ron Paul?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Asked him a couple questions, got up with him. Yeah,
tell us about that. That's cool.
Well, yeah, I'm not really affiliated with the group too much right now, but, yeah, just took a couple trips from Ron Paul, did a little canvas work for him, went up to Pittsburgh, met him. He was a cool guy, though. He was at the bar, you know what I mean? He wasn't drinking, but he was there all day. He's just got incredible energy, the guy. But yeah, went up to New York, too, for him, did some canvas work for him. You know, just trying to do what I can, you know? I got my little Ron Paul sign in the window, you know? Go to work, talk about it, see people talk about it, ask people about them if they ever heard of the Federal Reserve and, you know, did they actually really know anything about it. Just little things that I try to do, you know. I can't do everything, but, you know, one flame can light many candles, you know what I mean?
I bet he's really friendly in person, too, huh?
Oh, he's like a grandpa. He's like a grandpa. Little kids are running up hugging him. He's just he's down to earth. He's cool. I told him, I said, hey, we got to get you some bodyguards, Ron. But do me a favor. Next time you see Giuliani, can you smack him for me? And he he just started laughing. He's like, nonviolence, nonviolence. Don't worry.
Yeah,
Giuliani will self-destruct.
I imagine he must have run into him on occasion.
Oh, sure. Because he had a little campaign, educating Giuliani, giving him a book list and everything. He knows, though. He knows what's going on. I asked him about the Illuminati. He knows. You know what I mean? He just played politics, but he's a smart guy, down-to-earth guy. I hope he wins. The times we're living in.
Oh, you know what? He's winning already. He really is. Regardless what the turnout of the election is, he's winning already. You know what I'm saying? He's beating the pants off him, the debates. He's exposing a lot of things that have been kept under wraps for a long time. So he is winning in that sense.
I wrote him a letter and I told his campaign on a couple of occasions that the main thing, though, I think one of the main things that he has to start talking about is the Diebold system and how to hold things in fraud, because
he can talk about
a lot of stuff, but if he doesn't get on that now, it really doesn't even matter because they're going to flip the vote anyway. You know what I mean? So that's a major issue that has to be addressed. But, yeah, he's taking
that
part.
Would be great if he raised that. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people say, why does he talk about 9/11? Well, I can understand that. I wouldn't either if I was in his position.
Of course not. It's irrelevant right now in the presidential campaign, because they'll make you look like a weirdo and he's crazy.
But definitely the Diebold. I mean, who can deny that? Everybody knows the Diebold machines are a scam and that they've been rigging elections all over the place, local, state, and federal elections.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
a
good point.
It's completely.
In fact, I'm supposed to be getting his campaign manager on. He actually said he wanted to come on this past Friday, but he never got back.
Please bring that up to him.
Yeah, I will, in fact. I'll email him after the show, both to yell at him for not getting back to me. And, excuse me, gee, how am I getting a cold here? Definitely, I want to ask him that on air, if they're going to be addressing that. That is definitely something that needs to be raised more and more and focused on more and more as the election gets closer. Okay.
Because they're implementing the system as we speak. It's being put in place. And it's very dangerous to have that in place. I mean, electronic, and then you just look at who are the boardmen on this, this company, who's the boardmen and former NSA. I mean, people, come on. We're dealing, exactly what we're dealing with when NSA comes into the play.
Yeah, I'd like to meet that guy one of these days. Not Giuliani, Hey, I just thought of something. If I ever did have the privilege of meeting Giuliani or any of these other thugs for that matter, you know what would be cool? Especially if it's in front of a lot of people. This would be awesome. Go up like you really like him, like you admire him. Oh, sir, it's a pleasure to meet you, and shake his hand, And then right in front of everybody go, ugh, gross. Where'd all this blood come from on my hand? That would be so cool. Anyway, we got a caller. We got Jerry in South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
How you doing today?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Don't worry. I want to keep it on the subject. your guest was I came in kind of late on your show today. He's sending out a message through his music. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, that's great. One of the messages that came out in the it was two guys, Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. This is way back in the 70s. It might have been before your time.
I love Gil Scott-Heron. Love him.
And I'm sorry?
Gil Scott-Heron, too, by the way. He's in jail right now.
He's in jail?
Did he start singing against the administration?
I'm sure you heard, the revolution will not be televised and stuff like that.
Right. Oh, man, he's in jail?
Wow. What happened?
He's always getting locked up, They always, just little things, but definitely.
For violent radicalization? Does he eat falafel from Iran, too?
I tell you what, guys, we've got to go to a break, but hold with us, Jerry. We'll pick you up when we get back. We're part of fire.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Back to Two-Thirds Radio. Host Charles Giuliani. Got Joey Lucas on, musician. And we've got Jerry in South Carolina on the phone.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
So you were saying, Jerry?
Yeah, there was a song that this was back in the it was Ronald Reagan, and one of the lyrics in the song was that racism is up, human rights is down, war items are hot, and common sense is at an all-time low. Does that sound? This was back in the 70s. They were singing about this. This was one of their lyrics. Brian Jackson and Gil Scott-Heron. I see why they locked him up, because he was way ahead of his time. He was talking about
way
the future.
In fact, Gil Scott, that was, he did a song called H2O Gate Blues in 74. This is like the beginning of rap, really. Him along with the Watts Prophets and the Last Poets.
Yeah,
and they were really radical. Their message was like, I mean, you talk about hit you in the face type stuff. That's what it was. I mean, they
right.
were way ahead of their time.
They were doing back then in the early 70s what the rap groups are doing now. But see, the rap groups today, they're not talking about political or racial issues or religious issues or anything dealing with the government or anything like that. They're talking about drugs, sex, and violence. But back then,
right, they're advertising for Viacom, basically. Viacom,
right?
They're advertising for them.
And but see, like you said, their message back then was way—it was light years away ahead of its time. It was right in your face, you know. And that got squashed pretty fast.
True.
You know, the thing that I want to also talk to you about, and I'm going to go ahead and hang up because you probably got other callers, was that how the brainwashing here in America was so thorough that I didn't even really realize, you know, like people that come down with cancer, okay? Now, my dad died of cancer back in the mid-70s, about 74, 75. And back then, there was three things that they were doing: chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. Those were the three main things. Basically, today, they still haven't changed it. Oh, that's what, over 30 years ago. And they still haven't changed it. Basically, radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. You might get a glimpse of something about some sort of alternative, like, you know.
With all the billions of dollars that people donate every year.
Yeah, and that's that was the next
thing. What's wrong with that?
That's the next thing I was going to say about these fat cats that ride around in these their private jets and their limousines, making billions of dollars off of these poor people that are suffering and dying.
It's funny you mention that. There was just an article yesterday that 75% of physicians refuse chemotherapy themselves, you know, that when they develop, for those that develop cancer tumors, they won't get chemo, and yet this is what they point off on their,
Come on. You know, there was Dr. Lorraine Day, she was one of the top orthopedic surgeons, not in the United States, but in the world. She came down with, aggressive breast cancer. Inside of a month's time, this thing, you ever see the movie The Alien that come popping out of that guy's chest?
Yeah.
This tumor looked just like this, like something was getting ready to pop out of her breast. And they had given up on her, and they sent her home to die. Because it had not only went through her, just in her breast area, but it had gone all the way back into her shoulder, muscles, and all through her body. So she went through a 10-step plan. She went totally vegan, no cooked foods, totally vegetables. You know, I'm not going to get into it, but inside of 2 years' time, she was totally clean of cancer, but they offered her the surgery, chemo, and radiation, and she turned it down because she knew what it was. Isn't that something?
You know, I'm all for surgery. You know, cut that sucker out, get rid of it, burn it. You know, and then go with the, you know, hit it with everything you got, basically. You know, go the health route, eat healthy, and, you know, I'm not totally against radiation.
Well,
you know what I mean?
See, what the doctors don't tell you is that if you go with chemotherapy and radiation, it can burn your immune system out.
Well, that's the thing, you know. If it's severe, if it's advanced, my heavens, hit it with everything you got. But, you know, if it's in the early stages and you know, there's no imminent danger, you know, get it removed. I wouldn't want to keep it in there, you know. I had a friend that did that, unfortunately, back in 1999. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and unfortunately at that time, you know, he didn't act on it. He was small. They could have gotten it out. It hadn't spread, but he put it off. By the time he finally realized, I better do something about it, it was too late. He succumbed. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But they had sent her home to die. And she still refused the radiation, chemo, and the surgery because she knew what it was all about, you know, because that was her profession. But the final thing that I wanted to comment about was that also, my God, it's so scary. It's like the first Matrix movie when they pulled him out and they had him on the table. His muscles had atrophied. And he says, my eyes hurt. And he told him, he said, they hurt because you've never used them before. And the brainwashing here in America, as far as they don't teach the kids in school the the Constitution of the United States. They don't teach them that.
Where's civics class? There's not even a civics class.
Exactly. I mean, when I came up in the school system, I graduated in 1972. No one ever, they mentioned the Constitution, but we never sat down and studied it in depth. We never sat down and studied
it's
the bill.
It's one chapter.
I'm sorry?
It's one chapter, and then you move on.
Yeah. That we never studied the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence in depth. They never gave us a definition of what inflation was.
Well, I mean, you can get a PhD.
Right. They don't want you to do too much thinking.
Yeah, you can get a PhD in economics, and you'll never know that the Federal Reserve is a privately run bank.
Right.
They won't pay much attention to the Federal Reserve at all. It's almost like it's an insignificant factor. You know, all you hear is supply and demand. And yet you call that an education, and you all the years you spend, all the money, all the time, you come out of there, and basically, you really don't know anything about economics. But you're an authority.
One of the top lawyers in the United States, he takes these high-profile cases, and he lectures at different law schools. And he has seminars. And he said, you would be surprised. He said, you can go through law school. There are lawyers out there that have never been in a courtroom, never filed any type of motions or you know, something, you know, real simple. And they could go through law school and basically come out and never even go in a courtroom or sit down and listen to a case or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's scary.
I got a show coming up on the legal system at some point here, and you know, for those that aren't aware, wait till you hear how incredibly corrupt. I mean, I knew it was corrupt that, you know, there's people that get off scot-free that should be locked up, and people who get locked up that haven't done anything. But I mean, the laws are actually set up to do this.
That's sad. But the American people here in the United States have been so dumbed down. Common sense, and, you know, just common sense and using your brain thinking. And it's not our fault, because from the time we come out the womb and we're being indoctrinated, you know. Give me immunization shots. You know, he's just two or three days old. Hey, let's stick him with this immunization.
You know, yeah, Joey, maybe you could do maybe do a song on that, Joey, sometime. Anyway, Jerry, was that it? Because we actually got another caller, and
yeah.
I got a few more things I wanted.
Great show. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah, before we go to our next caller, I just wanted to ask, Joey, do you have a website where people can go and hear your music or anything else you want to plug?
Not really. I had a little one, but not now. I would just say to email me if you want anything or whatever. Or, like I said, just go to my man, my partner in crime, go to myspace.com/PAYZE. But right now I don't, but it will be coming soon to, you know what I mean, to an internet near you.
There you go. Yeah, I got to get you in touch with Immortal Technique. In fact, you got my email. Drop me a note later and remind me, and I'll get you in touch with him, you know. Maybe he can sign you on with his record company. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anyway, let's go to our next caller. We've got Natasha in Pennsylvania, one of my Pel Talk buddies. Go ahead, Natasha.
Hey, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Luca. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Nat?
Not much. I was just listening to your former caller there, and he was talking about inoculations and stuff, and that just, of course, made my ears pop because I'm totally against them. I don't think anybody should have their child inoculated with what's in those shots these days.
Yeah, and it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I've got a 9-year-old daughter that has lupus, and that's directly related to those shots that she got when she was a baby.
Oh, really? I didn't know lupus was one of the...
Oh, yeah, it's a side effect.
Wow.
Yeah. And
well, you know, I don't know if I told you this, but my daughter, when she was born, when she was like two, we first noticed this. But when, you know, right after they're born now, they get kids immunized, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, she had several shots. I was rather oblivious to this at the time. And but, you know, from the time she was two until about five, she had a real difficult time speaking. In fact, she didn't speak at all, really, except, you know, mama, dada. But other than that, she, you know, had the hardest time. Finally, we got her a speech therapist, and to this day, she's almost completely over it, but she still has a little trouble with her S's.
My niece had the same exact thing.
Oh, really? And
yes.
Speech impediments mm-hmm. is another symptom of, particularly of Thimerosal, those dirty
yeah.
scoundrels.
So they know what they're doing, you know.
Of course they do.
They know they're infecting people with this stuff. I would suggest anybody listening do a lot of research before you even consider having your child inoculated. And my daughter, they want to give her flu shot and all these other shots now, her boosters, and I'm not going to let them. I have to sign papers, and it's a whole legal thing, but I don't care.
There's no law that even requires you. It's just intimidation. That's all it is.
Oh, sure, but they make you sign, like, I saw the papers, and I know what I'm going to be in for now. There's about six different papers you have to sign stating you know what the possibilities are because you haven't inoculated your child. And, they make you sign all this stuff, and they put it in her permanent record. And so it makes you look like a bad mom, you know, or dad.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, they want to crop it up to abuse, basically, that you're denying your child the proper health care.
Absolutely.
What a crock.
Yeah, it's too bad. Well, I won't hold you up. I just wanted to, you know, make that statement. So anybody listening, I hope they would think twice before they get their kids vaccinated, seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, this isn't something we can afford to ignore. You know, some parents will think, well, yeah, I know that there's a risk, but that's only a small amount of kids that get it. And, you know, I'll just take that chance because the benefits outweigh the risks. Oh, no.
Yeah, they really don't.
Far more serious than most people care to imagine. Don't ignore it. Look into it. Find out just how bad
Absolutely.
It really is. I mean, autism is up 800% since 1995, and it's directly attributable to Thimerosal.
Amazing. And people don't even know this stuff.
Yeah. They claim now that they're not using it, or at least most vaccines aren't using it. But it doesn't matter. There's so many other things out there that are still being used. I mean,
mercury.
They're putting live... Yeah, mercury. Yeah, and they're putting live... bacteria and viruses into these inoculations.
Mm-hmm. It's really sad.
I mean, even the flu shot. They're telling you now, oh, yeah, the flu shot. Well, yeah, this risk, you can get the flu. Oh, I'm going to get the flu shot so I can get the flu.
Right,
supposedly
exactly.
Prevent me from getting the flu. Oh, give me a break.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, listen, you keep up the good work. Fantastic show, Charlie.
Oh, thanks a lot, Natasha. Call anytime.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That's another one of our Pal Talk buddies. We all met together, including Joey here, of course, on Pal Talk. Anyway, yeah, Joey, we've only got, a few more minutes. We're going to have a break, and then we got just a couple more minutes left of the whole show. It's been a quick 2 hours, as usual. But you want to give, once again, was that an email of your friends that you said where people could go?
No, my email is overthestove@earthlink.net. Over the stove, one word. And my partner in crime, we're like tag team. That's myspace.com/paze, PAYZE. And you're going to find some, trust me, I would suggest everybody go there and see what, you know what I mean, what's cooking up. But I will have some stuff, too, coming up.
There you go. Definitely. Yeah, check it out, folks. It's really cool stuff. Very professional sounding, the recordings. The recordings I did years ago.
Some cuss words, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's very well done. You know, my recordings I did years ago, they're kind of sloppy sounding, you know. It's hard to get the cutouts and the occasional background noise, dog barking, you know.
Right.
Just like what happens here on the show a lot. It's not the same dog, but we've always had a dog in this house.
Well, we use what we call noise reduction.
Yeah, you know, I could never get it just right. What's that?
You need a vocal booth.
Yeah, and then, of course, I would get the hiss in the background. You know, I could never get around that.
Right,
of course, with the computers now, that's completely eliminated, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
I got to get up to par.
You don't even need a professional studio. You don't need none of that.
Yeah, you really don't. It's amazing. You know, computers today, you don't need to go to a printer. You can take your pictures and load them right up onto your computer and get that nice glossy paper and print them out. You don't need to go to a photo mat anymore. You know, computers really, if you just take a few minutes and learn a few tricks here and there, and get some relatively cheap software programs. You can save yourself a lot of money, and it's great. The computer era has really done some amazing things. Of course, unfortunately, it's done some pretty nasty things, too. It's enabled Big Brother to monitor everything you're doing. But, you know, let's take advantage of it for the good things we can get out of it. And one of them is net broadcasting, at least until they pass the violent radicalization bill. Oh, what a scam.
You're a terrorist, Bill.
Yeah. We're spreading propaganda. Yeah, we're spreading propaganda. The obvious implication is that Fox News is spreading the truth. Who buys that? Who doesn't know that Fox News is propaganda? Oh, but they're not going after them. The FCC isn't cracking down on them for spreading false information.
Well,
the Supreme Court in Florida declared that the media doesn't have to tell the public the truth. So there you go. They call us propaganda, but the mainstream media doesn't have to tell us the truth. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture, wouldn't you say? Anyway, guys, there's that short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back to Two Thirds Radio, your host, Charles Giuliani.
Once again, in keeping with the thought crimes bill, I have to read this disclaimer. Even though all the information shared on this show is fully documented with the most authoritative and irrefutable sources, none of it is true. This show is intended strictly for entertainment purposes only.
Anyway, we got just a couple more minutes here left with our guest, Joey Lucas. Joey, just wondering what plans you got for the future. Anything major coming down the pike? I think you were hinting at some things you got going.
Yeah, I'm working on another album now. I got a couple albums in a cut right now. Just trying to do that. Trying to, you know, it's hard because, you know, I'm a laborer. I'm working, you know, trying to pay bills and everything, trying to do that side. Then I got, you know, got to educate myself, too. You know, I don't want to be walking around like an idiot. And just doing the music when I can do it. But the album is coming soon. It's definitely, this is going to be my best one yet. And I'm going to really try and push this one as hard as I can because the window of opportunity is closing very fast right now. It's coming down to the final hour, you know what I mean? So,
oh, it is.
I think everybody needs to just cut it out. You know what I mean? And get focused, really. It's time to get focused.
I mean, every single builder comes up for vote now. Before it was like, you know, every 10th one or 20th one or whatever, you know, it wasn't so obvious. Literally every build that they're passing now, every single one of them is designed to grab more power into their hands, leave us right in the doghouse, take our rights away, trash the Constitution. And this has got to be, as far as I'm concerned, it is the worst one yet. This one dwarfs all the other ones combined.
It just seems like they get worse, don't it? And they're pumping them out so quick. You know that they're setting it up right now. They want everything in place. So when it comes time to pull the rug out, it's already there, and it's all legal.
Yeah, folks, you really need to call your senators and voice your opinion on this one quite strongly, because if this passes, I'm telling you, it's over. The last bastion of freedom of speech in the world today is the internet. It's the only way that the average person in the comfort of their home can actually go on and you know, go on the internet and get real information of what's going on. They take that away and you're left with the boob tube and Fox News. So you gotta call your representatives and let them know that, you know, you're not gonna stand for this ultimate betrayal. So, you know, you gotta get on the horn, because I'm telling you, if this passes, you can kiss RBN and similar networks goodbye. Shows like this are gonna be gone. So, you know, I hope you're gonna get moving. And also, once again, a reminder, guys, give a call to, that number, toll free number, and, get in on the, you know, this solar energy deal. I just noticed there's something else here that they wanted me to announce. I'm just looking on my page here. It says, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret, Terrorists, and much more. Call 888-211-1715. Free DVDs. Gee, maybe I'll give them a call. Although I have to say this. Oh, actually, maybe I won't. Anyway, I'll keep that to myself. But, okay, guys, that is all the time we got for today. We got a great guest lined up again for tomorrow. We'll see you then. Thanks again, Joey, for coming on. Keep up the good work. Great music.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing your future albums come out. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Great day. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
With recent internet.